This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. After his concession speech last night, Governor Romney joined a group that grew in size over the Great Recession, older unemployed men. Granted, Governor Romney has been unemployed for a number of years now, and it's not like he needs a job, but work with me here. If he wasn't super rich and if he didn't have investments galore, then what would he do? From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji set out to discover what one might find at the corner of 65 and unemployed.
Rich Morin says 65 is the new 45.
They just aren't as wore out as my father was when he was 65.
Morin is a senior editor at the Pew Research Center. They've surveyed older workers, and a majority said they worked because they wanted to, not because they had to. So, if you find yourself without a job at 65...
So you're going to be mentally active, physically able, and, you know, there's only so much golf you can play. That gets old. The question is, are there jobs for them to get?
While older workers are less likely to lose their jobs than younger people, when they do become unemployed, it takes them just a really long time to find work.
Richard Johnson directs the program on retirement policy at the Urban Institute. Johnson says more than half of unemployed workers, 65 and older, haven't had a job for at least 6 months. So let's say you've decided to stop looking for work and you're considering retirement.
Do you have guaranteed income every month to help you meet your fixed expenses?
Kathy Weatherford is the president of the Insured Retirement Institute. She says Americans are over-reliant on Social Security and haven't saved enough for retirement.
If you and your spouse are now 65, there's a 50% chance that one of you will live to be age 92 and a 25% chance that one of you will live to be 97.
Weatherford says hold off on touching that Social Security because you could have 30 more years of life and expenses to look forward to. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.